Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. And thank you for all you listeners who have been listening to our podcast and who have helped us get to the top of the Apple Podcast top 10 for the health category. I really appreciate that. And if you've not left us a review yet on Apple Podcasts, please go ahead and do so. It's real easy to do so when you go on your app and simply leave us 5 stars. Okay, if you're not happy with the podcast, then send me a message through Instagram at Eric Madrid MD. Let me know what I can do better and I'll continue to work on it. All right, so I really do appreciate all you guys who are listening. You're giving me the motivation to continue to put out these podcasts. Hopefully at least one or two a week is my goal. So today we're going to talk about a quote, an ancient Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. At least this quote was attributed to him. I've read some sources that it might not actually be from him, but in either case, it's a great quote, and we're going to dig into it a little bit deeper. Okay, the quote is, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you are at peace, you are living in the present. So stay tuned, and we're going to go ahead and discuss that quote a little bit more in depth. Okay, so depression, anxiety, living at peace, right? These are things that we all commonly face. So let me again repeat the quote. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you are at peace, you are living in the present, right? So all of us, where we want to be in our life is at peace. This isn't always easy to accomplish. Right? Many of us are depressed. Many of us are anxious. So let's kind of go into this a little bit more and see what we can find. All right. So if you are depressed, you're living in the past. All right. So depression, a lot of times, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, right? Pharmaceutical drugs have been designed. It started with Prozac back in the 80s. And we have many other drugs since then. Right, there's things called medicines called Celexa, Wellbutrin. There's things called Abilify that help with depression, and you see these commercials on that. But is it really that simple? Is it really the fact that if you're depressed, it's because you're living in the past? Right, it might be, you know, or perhaps it has to do with one's expectations of how life should be. Right, we've all, you know, everybody in this earth has been hurt at one point or another. We've all had things occur to us that were unfortunate, right? And a lot of these things may have, some of these things may have happened during one's childhood, when one was a teenager, perhaps during early relationships, marriages, and so on, right? We've all been victims to one degree or another. And on the flip side of the coin, we may have actually hurt other people, whether we did so intentionally or not. So we might actually be the cause of someone else's depression, right? And likewise, other people are the cause of our depression. But when you think about it, this stuff that occurred was in the past. So the problem is a lot of people get up each day, they get up each morning, all of us are guilty of this, right? And we are constantly reliving things that occurred to us in the past. And we act, and we fail to move forward. All right, I'll give you a story. I once had a patient who came in to see me, and the patient was depressed because they had left their old home. Okay, they used to live out in the beach towns of Southern California, out near Malibu and Venice Beach, which if you've been out there before, it's a nice place. You know, you get an ocean breeze, you have fresh air and so on. So they moved from a beach-like city out to the desert, basically, all right? It's a completely different climate. Although it's only about 80 miles away, the climates are completely different. during the summer in the community in which I now live. The temperature can reach up to 100 and, you know, 115 degrees. I think it's even been up as high as 118 degrees. So a big difference from, you know, Malibu Beach, Venice Beach, Santa Monica Beach, and so on. So the patient was depressed, right? And every time they would come see me, they would be like, hey, I'm depressed. I can't believe I moved out here. And, you know, and unfortunately, due to changes in the economy, the person could not move back, right? They had sold their house out there, moved out here to where the houses were cheaper, and subsequently, you know, no longer had the money to move back there. You know, house prices had gone up and so on. So anyway, year after year after year after year, this patient was depressed. And you know, after about the third year, I finally said, hey, come on, it's been 3 years. You know, you have to get over it. You can't be continually just be depressed and letting your life, you know, not living your life today because you're worried about something that happened 3 years ago. And the patient looked at me and said, 3 years ago, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, wasn't it 3 years ago when you moved from your beach house out here to the desert? They're like, no, I moved out 10 years ago. And at that point, I was just like, you have to be kidding me. I'm like, you moved out 10 years ago. And literally every day, this lady repeated that same mantra, poor me, woe is me, I can't believe I moved out here. So she was basically living in the past and still, you know, essentially sacrificed 10 years of her life being depressed, right? Nothing that was helped by medications, nothing, you know, that was helped by being next to family, nothing that was helped by, you know, maybe new friendships that she had developed. The fact of the problem is that she was still living in the past, and she was thinking about it for, I think, hours and hours each day. So in a sense, it's almost as if she had just moved out here, right? She never allowed herself to recover and to heal and so on. So I kind of, you know, I told her she just needed to get over it, right? I mean, at this point, I was like, wow, what else can I do? I mean, it's been several years. I can't, you know, a pill's not going to help this. You just need to get over it, move on, and, you know, enjoy the present time and so on. But apparently she didn't like my advice and she never came back to see me again. But she's just one example, right? There's many, many patients who have this kind of, you know, this depression, and a big part of it is because of things that have happened in the past. They have not yet let go, right? They perhaps have not forgiven somebody or a situation, or perhaps not even forgiven themselves for a situation. And instead of simply saying, hey, that was an event, that was an experience, I've learned something from it, you know, we need to embrace our past, right? We need to embrace it. There's a lot of things that we're not happy about and proud of, but we need to embrace it because those past experiences have created the person that we are in the present. And hopefully you like yourself in the present. And if not, then you need to continue to work on yourself. And as we all do, right? Whether it's our, you know, put more, you know, more knowledge into our brain by reading more, educating ourselves, and going to the gym, working out, eating healthy, you know, help create today a better version of your future self, right? Today is when it starts. So anyway, if you are depressed, you are living in the past, is what the ancient Chinese philosopher is allegedly had said. And it makes a lot of sense. If you are anxious, you're living in the future. Okay, and this is another real common reason people come to see me in the clinic, is that they're anxious. They're anxious about their future. They're anxious about their kids' futures. They're anxious about just everything, right? And one thing that I've learned over the years is that most of the things that we are worried about, most of the things that we are anxious about, will never ever happen in life, right? So we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy, right? And one analogy that I heard when it comes to energy is like money. We only have so much of it, right? It's a finite resource. Energy is like money. We only have so much of it. So if we're spending our day worrying about the future, being depressed about things that happened in the past, okay, we're spending our energy, or we're spending our money on these things. And at the end of the day, we're exhausted. We are fatigued. We have no more energy to get through the day, Right. So if you're one of those people that are just worrying about everything, you know, make a list, literally write a list down. And I tell this to patients, write a list of everything that you worry about and examine that list. And how many of these things have actually happened, right? Some of them have, and that's, you know, just a fact of life. But for the majority, I would say 95 to 97% of the things that people will literally spend hours a day being anxious and worrying about absolutely never happen, right? And how better could that time have been spent? You know, could that time have been spent doing more productive things? Could that time have been spent maybe building a business, or perhaps going to the gym, or you know, going to the movies with friends and other stuff? So again, you know, don't be anxious. It's right, easier said than done. I know, and I'm not trying to trivialize and simplify the matter, but again, if you are anxious, you're living in the future. The future is going to come no matter what, right? Worrying about it's not going to help. Another tool that I've noticed that I've recommended and that I've used for even myself, if there's a specific thing that you're anxious about, all right, go ahead and make the assumption that that event, that thing has already happened, right? And then how you would resolve that issue. So for example, if you're anxious about, let's say, losing a job, right? And instead of spending 3-4 hours a day worrying about losing your job, okay, in your mind, play out, okay, if I lost this job, what would I do? Well, I would go look for another job. I would go back to school. I would perhaps have to simplify my life. I would perhaps have to cut back on some of my bills and so on. And then when you actually play out that scenario and come up with the answers and the solutions to that problem for which you are being anxious about, then it will help relieve your anxiety, because a big part of anxiety is really fear of the unknown. So once you take that unknown, you know, that possible event and the unknown problems, and start playing out possible outcomes, then it will help to bring down your anxiety level. So that's another thing that I recommend, another tool that I recommend. The last part of his quote was, if you're at peace, you are living in the present, right? And this is probably the hardest one for us to accomplish, right? Most of us want to have peace. We want to live in the present moment, but we have to fight those feelings, right? We have to fight those feelings of worrying about the past. We have to fight the feelings of worrying about the future, and really just kind of be in the present moment, focus on our breathing, and, you know, listening to, you know, our friends, our spouses, our significant others, our children, in the conversations that we have. When we have conversations with friends and family members, we need to be there in the present moment, giving them our undivided attention. We can't be worrying about last week, last year, next week, next year. We literally need to be in the present and just kind of enjoy each moment, right? Time goes by very fast. And kids grow up fast. All of a sudden, you know, we look in the mirror and there's gray hair, there's wrinkles, and that wasn't there 5, 10, 20 years ago. And, you know, and we ask ourselves, where did all the time go? And I think a big problem and a big reason we feel like time travels so fast is that because we're not living in the present moment, right? When you're truly in the present moment, time will slow down and you will get to enjoy the simple things in life, right? You'll be able to enjoy that cup of tea, that cup of coffee, that lunch you're having, and so on, right? Even when we eat meals in the present moment, we eat rapidly, we have to get back to work, we're worried about this, we're worried about that, and all of a sudden we look down and our food is gone and we're like, wow, what happened? Did I even enjoy this lunch or this dinner? I ate it so rapidly. Our mind was somewhere else. So we have to really focus on being in the present moment. So that's really, I think the take-home lesson, if I may use that term, for today's podcast is focus on living in the present moment. Don't worry about the past. Don't be anxious about the future. What's going to happen is going to happen, right? We're going to survive. You are going to survive whatever it is that you're going through. It might not be easy, but you will survive it. And simply enjoy the present moment and the time that you have with friends and family and with yourself, right? We're not guaranteed, you know, any specific amount of time in the future. You know, life could end in a blink of an eye. We all hope that we have a long, healthy, happy life. But, you know, even myself at 46, I understand that, you know, accidents happen, health events happen and so on, but doing what we can in the present moment through diet, through exercise, through positive thinking, through keeping our mind focused on the right things is one tool that we can all use and hopefully help us to live a long, healthy life. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. It's a little bit different than most. Again, don't forget to leave us feedback on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. You can also send me a message to the Anchor app and give me some feedback. If you have any other podcast ideas or things that you would like for me to cover, let me know. All right? Have a blessed day.
Disclaimer, this podcast is not intended to provide a diagnosis, treatment, or medical advice. Opinions by Dr. Madrid are for informational purposes only. Please consult with your physician regarding your situation, as each individual situation will vary.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.